Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Alex Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jeff McNeely. Batting second. The DH, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Blosser. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Quantrill. And now, play ball. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spears hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha hits a line drive into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 0 for 1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Blosser reaches second base with a double. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Blosser moves to third. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blosser scores. It's Brewers, 1, Red Sox, 1. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Cooper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball for an out. Fletcher tags and scores. Cooper moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blosser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blosser hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 0 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty strikes out. Two outs. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quantrill fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Spears scores. It's Brewers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell bunts towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to third. Mieske moves to second. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. Mieske moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spears hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mieske scores. Diaz moves to third. It's 5-3, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Foss is now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zupcik. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Diaz scores. Spears goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fosses fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to third. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 3 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 8-3, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blosser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blosser hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupcik strikes out. Two outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Flaherty moves to second. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Luis Ortiz pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Luis Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spears is hit by the pitch. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-4 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. 2 outs. Jeff Russell now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Blosser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Quintana pinch hits for Greg Blosser. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.